Have you ever stopped at a roadside information center to inquire, what is there to see around here? In Wisconsin, the most popular tourist attraction today, as for the past 10 years, is the House on the Rock, located in the hill country between Spring Green and Dodgeville. What a house, people exclaim, as they approach the covered walkway leading to this popular site. Yet even more often heard as you enter this house is, what a rock! This is a mighty rock. It has withstood the onslaughts of glacial torrents that swept away comrades made of lesser stuff. It has withstood centuries of wind, rain, and tornadoes. Upon such a rock, Alex Jordan built his house. The House on the Rock. It is a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. Tornadoes, winds, chemical weapons, and nuclear rain threaten to destroy not only our house, but us. Not even an earth house is a safe place today. We need a rock, a foundation that saves us from wind, rain, and storm, and from the ultimate storm of life. For it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Yet even before our birth, our Heavenly Father knew we needed a rock, a sure foundation upon which to build a life that would save us from the ultimate storm of life, death itself. God offers us the rock we need. For no man can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Pointedly does David declare, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Hence, the rock is God himself. For us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was made man, and gave his blood, his life, for the sins of the world. He earned forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation for all people of all time. Now, he offers us himself as the rock, the sure foundation. But not all will be saved, because God has given man the mind to be wise or foolish. Both hear the word, but it is a wise man that not only hears the word, but does the word. The invitation to build our life on Christ is not limited. Not limited to homeowners, investment counselors, rent collectors, not even limited to the poor, the middle class, or the rich, but to everyone. Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine. The world has an abundance of men with words which offer a certain kind of a foundation from the storms and the threats of nations and of men. Begin has the words to save the Israelites from the PLO. Brezhnev has the words to save the Afghanistan and the Polish people and the Hungarians and the Czechoslovakians. Galtieri thought he had the words to save the Falklands from the British. Big words these world figures promised their subjects. But to build a life on the word of men is foolish. But even this foolishness is a common life in any crowd. This is the foolishness that says, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. This is the person found faithfully making his way to the annual Red Cross Blood Center to give his blood to save another. So far, so good. The problem is this man's response to his own need for blood. This is where he is different from some other blood donors. This is the man who rejects the blood Christ gave to save him. This is the man who puts up his own works in place of the cross for his salvation. This is the man who builds his house on sand. Jesus says, he is foolish. Two blocks down the street, this man has a very close friend and neighbor. The nicest family you would want to meet. The man in this family is socially and neighborly a genuine activist, chairman of the community committee for a larger swimming pool, treasurer of the All-City Renaissance Chorale, chaplain of Brothers for Charity from Council 47, recently lost in the election for the local school board, but he has served on the city council for 8 years, as he does today. This man works. He takes great pride in the achievement from his hands that have actually bled from work, and his brow has literally sweat in service to humanity. And he knows if he can only be true to this glorious quest, he'll reach the unreachable star. This man works, and his thinking bends towards the idea that original sin, Boltzmann style, has an inherited infection, as an inherited infection is irrational and absurd. Luther says, as though he wanted by his own works to reinforce God's word through which he is supposed to be strengthened in faith. This man too heard the word, but all he wants to do is what he himself has invented. Jesus, you have your cross. I have mine. You take your cross, Jesus. I ain't. This is the man who builds his house on sand. Jesus says, he is foolish. For the winds beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Yet to all men, to everyone, God's mercy has come. We have heard, we have been baptized, we have been called from our sinful efforts to Christ. Through his word, we have been given faith to rely on the sole mercy of God with all confidence and a firm faith. Our rock has come. We are the saved ones. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them. So do what the word says. Hold on to his teachings and do not let go of Christ. This is the sensible thing to do. He is our sure foundation and the cornerstone of our salvation. We may be, as Luther says, greater or lesser stars, but we are all the same kind of stars. We all have become God's children and are put into heaven without any effort on our part. Let the rain come. Let the wind blow. Let the world and the devil and all the false teachers, the cults and sects rage against us. We stand on the rock. No more moral righteousness, rather God's righteousness. No more symbols and signs, rather the true body and blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sins. These are the words the clerks, the mailmen, the foremen, the rich and the poor, the homeowners and the renters need to hear in our communities today. Do them, for this is the man who builds his house upon the rock. Every day, people drive through the sandy valley up the hill, up the long and winding hill to the house on the rock. It is a mighty rock. It is Alex Jordan's foundation against the rain, the wind, and the storms of this world. But the Word, the living and abiding Word of God, is our rock, Christ Himself. He is the sure foundation that has overcome all storms, even the storm of life, death itself. What a rock our God is.